Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Why do some people get possessed, other people don't? What causes that?
Yeah, there could be a host of reasons for that. In the most extreme forms, when you tamper with the occultic things, Ouija boards. I mean, you see that.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Tarots. Well, these demons, they look at that as the invitation to enter into one's life. And so they take that opportunity to take up residence within the body. And so through these the use of these occultic things, that gives them an entryway into people's lives, which can lead to a possession. And then there's also, and possession is the extreme form of the demonic. And then there's also other ways that people might not be aware of. In the book and the story I talk about in chapter two for the possession story, it really she was influenced by demons and the devil by being discontent of her life, just her, you know, sadness or depression. And then there's other things of lifestyle that can lead to being influenced by demonic powers or principalities, meaning that there's a still, you know, greed or whatever type of, you know, alcoholism or things of that nature, whatever is kind of fuels like your lifestyle or your behaviors, that can also be an entryway to be influenced by demonic powers.
Are these demons, Mr. Gorga, constantly on the prowl for souls and other entities to capture?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the goal of these demonic powers is to, it's outlined in the Bible, is to steal, to kill, and destroy. So they're literally out to destroy humanity. They can use long-term approaches. They can use, you know, and they can use, you know, short-term approaches. But the, you know, the end game is still the same. They want to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's their mission.
Somebody who's not trained, you are, but somebody who's not, how do you know if somebody's been possessed?
Well, the signs of possession are, you know, are quite easy to tell. You know, you've seen that stuff in the movies where, you know, their bones become disjointed, and
yeah,
you know, that's clearly the most extreme form of possession. But you can tell if someone is under the influence of spiritual forces, even without them knowing it. by their habits, their likes, their lifestyles, and their behaviors. Meaning that if you are driven by money or greed, like the Bernie Madoffs of the world in that regard,
mm-hmm.
Because of that level of greed, that allows an entry point to be severely influenced by demonic power, and that would be a spirit of greed. If somebody is depressed all the time, habitually depressed, then you may be harassed by a spirit of depression or a spirit of suicide. So these things just don't work in the form of full-blown possession, but they have what's called a stronghold or a grip in someone's life through these things that you would just think that, well, I like money, or, you know, or you think is like a habit. But in actuality, there's a stronghold, a spiritual dark force that has a grips on one's individual life.
Does the possessed individual know they're under that influence?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. The full-blown possessed person knows when they're possessed. Like in the story in chapter two, she would go through these episodes of seizurous fits that would throw her to the ground and, you know, just rattle her and, you know, put her in seizures for hours and days. And when she came out of it, you know, one of the questions the minister asked was, you know, do you know what's going on in this? And she was fully, fully aware of what was going on. She was fully aware that she was being infiltrated, and she was fully aware, even in those, you know, those seizurous and trance states, what was going on around her. So I believe they fully know what's going on while it's happening.
Do these demons hit you in your sleep state by any chance?
All the time. Yeah, they seem to have, I guess they call it the witching hour for a reason, right?
Hey, really?
Well, they seem to really come at, in my own personal experience, it's always this 3 o'clock in the morning, or in one of the stories that I have in there, my own personal experience, it was 3:33. And the reason I know that is because when this thing entered my room, something happened to the electricity, and my clock was blinking with red numbers, 3:33, 3:33, 3:33. Yeah, it was really, really amplified by the mirror wall. So it was like this blinking red while this figure in black was just, you know, looming over me, you know, just pure dread. But a lot of these experiences happen at night because I think that's our most vulnerable state, or a state of subconscious or consciousness where they can really inject something into your mind or into your spirit, whatever that intent is. I think that's our most vulnerable time for some reason. I haven't figured it all out, but I believe it has something to do with just being so susceptible at that hour.
How does somebody who has been possessed get rid of this demon on their own, first of all, without help?
Right. Well, first of all, you would have to have someone greater than yourself who is able to cast out these demonic powers. Now, when it comes down to grips and strongholds and demonic attacks, Jesus has given his followers a great supernatural power, meaning that he says, I give you power to trample on snakes and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. And meaning that he's giving us supernatural power over these beings that in our own natural strength, we would have no way of defeating. So it's in his name and his name alone that you're able to vanquish these demonic powers. That's how I drive off all of these assaults. And if you ever experience it, you'll see them vanish like mist. And sometimes it's like a smoke, and sometimes it's like a misty droplets folding into themselves. But at the name of Jesus, they immediately go. They can't withstand that power, because the power is so greater than themselves. But when it comes down to possession, if you're really under the influence of a full blown possession, well, then you're going to need to enlist someone's help, a believer, a minister, someone who is able to, cast that thing out of the physical body.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We're with Mr. Gorga talking about demons among us. Do you find that most people who are possessed are nice people, good people, or are they evil?
No, I don't know. That's a really good question. It just depends what they're tampering with. If they're tampering with the occult and demonic things, it doesn't mean so much that they're evil. It means they're curious. And I think that's that curiosity. What they're looking for is they're looking for the truth. They're just looking for it in the wrong ways. But they need to be directed back to Jesus. Jesus is the truth that they're looking for, but they've just been misguided into this occultic practice. So not everybody who's possessed, I believe, is evil. There's good people possessed. They've just been taken over, there's a story in the Bible where it talks about the man of Gadarenes. He was possessed by 2,000 demons.
Jeez, right? 2,000?
Yeah, he had 2,000 demons. And so the story goes, do we have time for the story?
Yeah.
Okay. So the story goes that Jesus was in a boat and he was heading over to the Gadarenes. Is going over the Sea of Galilee to the Gadarenes. And then at the Gadarenes, there's a man who lived in the tombs or the graveyard, basically, and he would howl and cut himself with stones, and people tried to chain him up, but he was filled with so many demons, he would just break the chains. And so he met Jesus on the shore. And so Jesus asks his name, and he says, "We are legion, because we are many." And, you know, speaking to the demon, "Tell me your name." And he says, "Legion." Now, at the time of Roman, a legion of the Roman army meant like at least 2,000 people.
People, yeah.
In a regiment sense, right? And so, so what had happened is that Jesus cast these demons out. They were begging him. These demonic entities were screaming out. They said, "Why have you come to torment us before the time?" So they knew who Jesus was. They knew Jesus had more power than them, and they also knew that he had power to cast them into hell. That says, "Why have you come to torment us before the time? We know who you are, the Son of God." And so Jesus proceeds to. They beg to go into the pigs or the swine. There was a swine herd of swine. So they begged him to be cast out into the swine. So Jesus casts them out into the swine, and these, you know, all of these pigs, they run down the steep hill and drown themselves into the lake. Now, afterwards, The man was sitting in his right mind. And so when people came back and saw this guy, they knew who was the crazy guy in the graveyard screaming and hollering and cutting himself naked also, that he was in his right mind. Now, was this a bad guy? He was probably a good guy possessed by bad spirits, you know, but they can possess in multitudes.
Like the Exorcist movie, do the spirits, the demons, take over your voice and things like that?
Yeah, they can speak through you. They could. You'll see that stuff where there's another voice that's speaking, like a masculine voice that comes through.
Or guttural.
Or guttural, correct. Right. And so, yeah, they do have the power to take over your body and speak through your mouth. So it's like that's, you know, how they do it. I don't know, but it's a living entity and you're just the host that they're using. And so they can use you bodily and in that regard for sure.
Can the demons ever possess a child?
Sure.
An innocent child. They can. Wow.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, if they, I don't see why not.
Well, the Exorcist was based on a 12-year-old little boy.
Yes, it was. Correct.
Which was a true story. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And they can possess children, or they can also, you know, use children or work through children, and you know, I guess these dark forces, these forces are no respecter of age or personhood. They could, if they have that opening in some form, they can take advantage of it and will.
Are they under the direction, Mr. Gorga, of Satan?
Well, yeah. I mean, because if you look at it as a government and the spiritual realm as a government, and you have the head who's, you know, Satan or Lucifer, who's the president, and then you have all these offices and underlings, you know, doing all of these other exploits all under his command.
Yeah.
You know, so basically he's the commander in chief, and they're doing all of these exploits under his leadership.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.